Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We were on a roll talking about Baker and talking about whether or not people feel like you have to keep Baker away from the Panthers. And I feel like I got some support through the phone lines, but I was listening to the morning show, and I thought Matt and Ken, I thought they did a great job with it. But I was just very anti what they were putting out there. Their main thought, and we'll talk to Daryl. Daryl talked to them as well. Daryl was there. We'll talk to him at 6 o'clock. Daryl wanted to go for the theatrics of it all. And I think the theatrics is great if you want Baker, Carolina versus the Browns week one. But what I care more about is I care more about winning. I don't care about the – I know it's weird because it's football, and football is supposed to be entertainment. But Baker Mayfield gives the Carolina Panthers more than a percentage increase over Sam Darnold, over the Golden Corral, their rookie third-round pick. And I feel like Baker Mayfield, even with a bad Carolina Panthers team, that goes from a guaranteed win to a question mark on the schedule. I can't pencil in a W if it's Baker Mayfield playing for Carolina. And so for that, I feel like the Browns should stay away from dealing Baker to Carolina.
What about in general, like, are you wanting to keep Baker Mayfield on the roster then throughout the regular season, or are you trying to move him to another team?
Good question. I think the rule on this and what it should be is if you are going to play the team that you want to trade Baker Mayfield to, stop sign. Don't do it. That's not good. That's not something that you want to do.
Even if
it's later on in the season.
I'm not scared of Baker Mayfield.
It's not that I'm scared of Baker Mayfield, but I'm understanding enough to know, first off, that he's not some sort of scrub, and I'm not saying you're saying that, but I'm understanding enough to know that if you trade him to another team that has a worse quarterback, Baker Mayfield can take advantage of that situation. Baker Mayfield can win ball games. He did a lot of winning here in Cleveland. He can take a team. And so you're taking what should be a win on the schedule away from yourself if you go ahead and give him to a team and let him roll the dice.
I think the Browns are such a talented roster that you play with Brissett versus Baker Mayfield, you're going to win that game.
You play Brissett versus Baker Mayfield, Carolina versus the Browns week one, and I feel like you are favored to win that game. But I feel like that's a lot closer than Jacoby Brissett versus Sam Darnold, who's been seeing ghosts since 2018.
I don't know. I mean, so Baker's going to have to go to a new team. He's going to have to learn a whole new system, and it's his first game, and he's coming off a shoulder surgery.
Sam Darnold can't complete passes. Sam Darnold doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
At least he knows the system.
I've got a W penciled in right now, Sunday, September 11th at Carolina. I got it penciled in. The only way it's not a W penciled in is if Baker Mayfield ends up on that roster and they have an upgrade at quarterback. The only way so why, if you're the Browns, are you going to let $18 million stand in the way of you getting a W here? It makes no sense to me. 216-578-0092. I want to hear from you guys. Am I just off my rocker on this? I don't think I am. I think I'm onto something here. You don't have an owner that isn't willing to spend the money. He can eat the $18 million. People act like $18 million is $180 million for some reason. It's $18 million. The guy's worth $11 billion. You can keep Baker Mayfield for the $18 million while you have the cap space to do it, and in the process, guarantee yourself a week one W. Because right now, I know there's no for sure thing in the NFL, but it's about as close to a sure thing as week one at Carolina. Whether it's Brissett, whether it's Watson, the Browns are going to be favored in that game, and they're going to have it's going to be the game that you would want to see if you're a Browns fan, no questions asked. I'm just taking a guaranteed W, and then Moving it for what is the question I would have. If I know I can beat Sam Darnold, and I know unequivocally this Browns roster, whether it's Brissett or whether it's Watson, will beat Carolina. I don't know that with Baker Mayfield, though, and that's my main point. And, like, the audacity of some fans to act like Baker isn't a quarterback that can win some games is just mind-blowing to me.
Oh, he can win some games, just not against the team as the caliber of the Browns.
I mean, Baker Mayfield isn't the 30th best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, but he's the 23rd.
Baker Mayfield can win ball games. We saw it. We saw it here, right? And so, like, I feel like it almost came off very bold of some Browns fans that I was listening to and some fans earlier today when they were suggesting the idea that because you'd rather have the entertainment of going up against Baker Mayfield, you would cost yourself potentially a win on the schedule. It's kind of a little mind-blowing to me. I know, it's entertainment. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be, like, the, you know, it's all about the theater of it all and the theatrics. I get all that. But to me, I'm about collecting W's early on in the season. I'll have fun going to the Super Bowl. You know, I'll have fun going to the postseason when we get there by one game in the AFC North over Baltimore. I'll have more fun with that than when I'm worried about some sort of petty rivalry between Baker and the Browns. What does that do for me? What does it honestly do to me to go and watch Carolina and watch Baker go up against the Browns in Carolina? And let's say, like, the dream scenario happens where Baker's there and you just stomp all over him and he looks lost and he throws a bunch of picks. What does that really do for any of us as fans? Is that really worth compromising a W? I just don't see it. I just don't see it. It's not as simple as just play whoever's on the schedule. This is something you have control of. It's not a guessing game. You don't have to worry about whether the schedule favors you or whether, you know, you all of a sudden get kissed by rainbows and you have good fortune on your side. You don't have to worry about that stuff. This is in the palm of your hands. You control this right here. You have a win in your back pocket if you play Carolina with Sam Darnold starting. With you play Baker, might not be a win. Might be a win, sure. Yeah, you can have your cake and eat it too sometimes. But you're putting that into a complete question mark. Oh, Dustin. These people out here trashing Baker Mayfield, like they didn't watch bad quarterbacks for the previous 20 years prior to his time here. And I'm not saying he's a Hall of Famer all of a sudden. I'm just saying he's better than Sam Darnold, and I think we all understand that. So you have control over this. You have control over this. Don't send him to Carolina.
Oh, I mean, Carolina doesn't have a good roster either, by the way.
They got Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, if he's healthy.
You got some wide receivers there as well. It's not like they're completely absent of talent. But it doesn't matter. That's not the entire point is that I know Sam Darnold is a loss. Why would you jeopardize a loss? And I know why people do it, because they think it's entertaining and they think it's fun. And sports should be entertaining and fun. I'll have more fun in the postseason than I would in a week one. You want fun? Go to Playhouse Square. All sorts of theater you can watch there. There's the theatrics coming out of you know what. Go watch a play. Go do something else. Get the W. Secure it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.